Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Have you ever experienced a miracle? Well, obviously you have because you experienced the miracle of birth, but beyond that, have you ever experienced a miracle? Have you ever been in a seemingly hopeless situation and wished for a miracle to help you through or to take all the pain away? How many times have you wished for a miracle to sweep in and take the pain of the situation totally away from you, let it be done, just fix it so that you can move on with life? Have you ever prayed for a miracle and then felt that you did not receive an answer? Well, welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we introduce tools that will assist you in opening your awareness to your own incredible awesomeness and empower your journey to authentic living. Thank you so much for tuning into the show today. Today's tool is Create Miracles. Now, first of all, I want you to know that today's show is not about religion. Miracles are not religious. A lot of religions do talk about them, but that's not where we're going today. We're going for the miracles that happen in your life. Secondly, I want you to know that you are completely capable of creating miracles in your life, and the miracles that you create can transform your world, the world that you within you and beyond you. Let's begin by taking a look at some definitions of a miracle from a couple of different points of view. I went into Webster's Dictionary and found they have three primary definitions for us to consider. The first one is an extraordinary event manifesting divine intervention in human affairs. Now, when you consider this definition, think of divine as whatever it is that you consider to be your higher power. For many of us, it's God. For many people, it's universe. A lot of people refer to the higher power as source, higher self. It goes on and on and on. Whatever it is that is your higher power, that's what I want you to think of when we mention divine throughout the show, and especially in this definition. The second definition from Webster is an extremely outstanding or unusual event, thing, or accomplishment. Now, most of us have had instances where we receive an unexpected gift or something that transpires that deliver us through or beyond a perceived negative situation in our lives. So we've all kind of had that before. So if we use that as the definition, the answer to have we experienced miracles is yes. Third, Webster's definition borrows from the Christian Science teaching and defines a miracle as a divinely natural phenomenon experienced humanly as the fulfillment of spiritual law. Now, this tells us that miracles are naturally occurring, and it reminds us that we do not have to wait until we find some way to earn favor in, from some supreme being. We do not have to be good enough or pious enough. There's no level that we have to reach before a miracle can occur. We are already enough, and the natural order of things includes miracles that are available to us. Now let's take a look at the definitions of miracles as defined by A Course in Miracles. Throughout the book and the texts of the course, we find mention of miracles in many places. Of course, the entire teaching is about naturally occurring miracles in your life and how to more fully experience them and manifest them. The course offers us several looks at miracles and helps us see the miracles in our lives from different points of view so we can better understand exactly what a miracle is, and we can see how easily accessible they are to us. I'm going to mention just a few of these descriptions and thoughts around miracles, so you too can have a broader definition and understanding of miracles. You can go beyond the belief system that a miracle is only available when God decides to please you. Okay, so here are some of those descriptions and thoughts. I'm going to read through them pretty quickly here, and then we'll come back and discuss some of them in a little bit. The first one is, there is no order of difficulty among miracles. One is not harder or bigger than another. They are all the same. All miracles are expressions of love. Another definition is, miracles occur naturally as expressions of love. Another statement that they make is, a miracle is a shift in perception. Another statement is miracles are a kind of exchange. Like all expressions of love, which are always miraculous in the true sense, the exchange reverses the physical laws. They bring more love both to the giver and the receiver. A miracle is a service. Miracles are natural expressions of total forgiveness. Through miracles, man accepts forgiveness by extending it to others. And that forgiveness that you accept is even of the divine nature. A miracle is a correction. It does not create nor really change at all. It merely looks on devastation and reminds the mind that what it sees is false. It undoes error, but does not attempt to go beyond perception, nor exceed the function of forgiveness. Forgiveness is the home of miracles, and we're going to talk about quite a bit of this here in a little bit. One of my favorite definitions of miracles comes from a talk that I once heard by Marianne Williamson, and of course that originated from A Course in Miracles. And I'm going to paraphrase. It's been a while, so I don't know the exact verbiage anymore. But the sense of this statement is: a miracle is a shift in perception. I read something similar to that up there earlier. But a miracle is a shift in perception, and that is the miracle that we can create throughout our lives at any time. It's so simple, yet so empowering and profound. A shift in the way you perceive a situation or person or yourself is a miracle. It creates a miracle. When you can move beyond the negative or dark energy and the feeling with a person or situation and embrace the light and love of that person or situation instead, you have experienced an empowering miracle. Deepak Chopra shared a beautiful example of times that we could choose to use a miracle. Now, he didn't use the word miracle when he was telling the story in his, I heard this through his meditation experience that he does with Oprah last week, I believe it was. But while he doesn't refer to the miracles, he does talk about what a difference in our lives a shift of perception can make. His story went something like this. People at an airport were gathering at the gate for their flight. A few minutes before they were scheduled to begin boarding, an announcement was made saying the flight had been indefinitely delayed. There was no further information available at the time. Now, some passengers became very angry. Others were irritated, while others still were just calm. Some of the anger erupted into loud vocal protest, including demands for answers and solutions right away. Some developed into rants and rages and even some threats. Some of the anger was repressed and boiled internally. They were there were some who stated their anger or irritation in a calm voice, then went about some task or another, doing something to help pass the time. Some people stayed completely calm through the whole ordeal. The response, whatever response it may have been, was totally the choice of the passengers. And that was the point of this whole thing, is each passenger could choose how they wanted to respond or react to this situation. And you can choose how you want to respond or react to every situation in your life. The anger displayed in this situation and every other situation in your life is driven by fear. Anytime we focus on those darker emotions, those are all being driven by fear. And what I mean by darker emotions is fear, sadness, depression, so on. The fear here could have been fear of being late, could have been fear of missing something that they were going to do when they arrived at their destination, could have been fear of having to change their schedule, could have been fear of not being in control. You know, this fear could have been anything. If we dig a little bit deeper, we'll probably also find in many of these people a fear of some plane trouble that turns out to be some sort of omen that the plane is going to crash soon after takeoff and then everybody dies. You know, I mean, our fears do some incredible things. Our minds are powerful like that. We can imagine something that does not even exist and feel the feelings associated with what we just made up. You know, by the way, this is how visioning works. If we aim it towards what we desire, when we vision for anything, preferably positive and uplifting things that serve our greatest good, when we feel the feelings associated with that thing, we ultimately create energy that attracts like energy back to us. This is the law of attraction. When we begin visioning for something, we start feeling that something, we create energy towards that something, and we create like energy back to us. Deepak went on to say that those who stayed calm found ways to serve their well-being. The act of staying calm serves you incredibly well, even if you did nothing else. When we move into rage and anger, or any other dark emotion as far as that goes, our minds become like we get tunnel vision, and we can see little, if anything, outside of the rage or anger or whatever that dark emotion is. We're blinded by it. We basically fall into that never-ending spiral of a vortex, taking us deeper and deeper and deeper into the emotion until hopefully something disrupts the feelings enough that we can snap out of it. But when we get that deep into it, we kind of start relying on something outside of us to be the trigger that makes the difference. Now, those who relaxed into the moment and had a clear mind, they were not sucked into the focus of these negative feelings. They were able to sit peacefully and more clearly see the options they had before them. Now, some of these people that stayed calm went to other airlines to catch different flights. Some people pulled out their laptops and worked on some unfinished business. Some people pulled out books that they had in their bags, you know, so they could just sit silently and catch up on some reading. Others went to the airport stores and shopped. Obviously, most people would experience some aggravation by the initial news of the delay. However, the ones who stayed calm experienced a miracle rather quickly because they were able to very quickly shift their perception. These passengers were able to move swiftly out of anger and into calm, out of irritation and into peace. The more easily we become mindful, we're able to relax, we're able to be present, and we're able to spend the time in a way that serves us while we're waiting for that plane to depart. Their miracle is in living in the moment, and yours can be as well. They express a miracle when they offer calm and kindness to fellow passengers, just as you create a miracle with every smile or encouraging word you express. Even if you don't express a smile or encouraging word, the peace that envelops you is a gift. It's a miracle that others can see. Those who became upset and angry can also experience a miracle. They can shift from anger to peace by becoming present and making a choice to live in the moment. They can shift their perception from all that is going wrong or could go wrong to a perception that all is good in the moment. They can begin seeing what the moment can be instead of what it is not. The greatest lesson in Deepak's story is that we have choices. We get to choose how we perceive and respond to every situation. Let's look back at some of those definitions and consider and chat a bit about how you can bring them into your everyday life to expand the miracles that you create. And yes, I don't know if we said it before, but you do create miracles on a daily basis. You may just not recognize them as such. So beginning with the Webster definitions that we talked about earlier, when we open ourselves to divine intervention in our situations, we can see, sometimes really easily, we can see that all is well no matter what is happening around us. It is good to remember divine intention is not always an act of God fixing everything. It is the divine realization that we have what we need to respond and to perceive with love and peace. Also, when we take the pressure off of us to fix everything, we allow the universe to unfold in a way that serves the greater good. It's when we try to fix it all that we tend to get things really messed up, most of the time, often. Anyway, getting angry and expressing that anger merely serves in casting darkness over the situation and those people around us. As we have talked about many times here, focusing our energy on that which we perceive as wrong does nothing more than invite more negative to manifest into our already sour demeanor and gives us more negative to deal with. Instead of manifesting a miracle that serves us, we attract more to be angry about. If you are a religious person, you have learned about many magnificent miracles performed by the great teachers of your religion. Now, I'm most familiar with the Christian teachings, so those are, you know, the references I make here in just a moment will be based on that. It's not to discount other religions, other beliefs, other miracles. It's just that these are what I'm familiar with. So, We've all heard of Jesus turning water into wine, walking on water, healing the sick, giving sight to the blind, raising a man from the dead, and more. These seem bigger and more difficult than a shift in perception. I think most of us can agree with that. The next description I want to address is that one from the Course in Miracles that says there is no order of difficulty among miracles. What this is telling us is that raising or turning water into wine is no more difficult than shifting your expression or vice versa. One is not harder or bigger than the other. They are all the same. Even if you find it hard to believe that the act of creating a miracle is harder or easier than one of those other ones, the results are just as miraculous. A change in perception is as great as the miracle of healing the sick. When we believe with every cell in our body that the act of creating a miracle is easy, no matter what the miracle is, we begin creating miracles in every action we take. We also think miracles are something that occur from a source outside of us, whether that be God or the universe or source or some perceived higher power than you. Miracles occur naturally as expressions of love. Your expression of love creates miracles in everything you do. Every time you offer a smile or a kind word to another, you are creating a miracle. Miracles are a kind of exchange. They bring more love both to the giver and the receiver. What better miracle could you desire than one that serves all? And you can create that. This is a way of loving your neighbor as yourself. I want to point out here, to love your neighbor as yourself does not mean to do so from that egoic level. It's not like you love your neighbor as good as a human can love a neighbor. Loving yourself in this instance is loving the authentic you. You've got to tune into that if you want to love your neighbor as yourself. It is seeing you as the miraculous, perfect person you are on the inside, and then loving your neighbor in the same way. Imagine the truth of you, the perfection of you, the unflawed you. Imagine the you that is unlimited and fully capable of all that you desire. And then see your neighbor in that same light, and that's how we love our neighbor and create miracles. Miracles are natural expressions of total forgiveness. Through miracles, man accepts divine or ultimate forgiveness by extending it to others. As we've talked about on Life's Toolbox before, complete and total forgiveness does not require forgetting. We get so hung up in that. The old forgive and forget saying prevents so many people from forgiving, more so than any other excuse. A new saying could be forgive and let go. Let go of the power that person or situation has over you. Forgive and set yourself free from the burden of carrying around all that darkness. Forgiveness is the home of miracles. Another definition is this. A miracle is a correction. A miracle does not create, nor really does it change at all. It merely looks upon the devastation of that situation or that person and reminds the mind that what it sees is false. When we can do this, the error of our initial perception is undone. You have the ability to create miracles every moment of the day by simply shifting your perception. Now, here are some ideas on how to make the shift and create the miracles in your life. One way to create miracles in every situation is to see the situation through love and peace. In every situation you find yourself, see it through eyes of love and peace. In the good situations, it's quite simple to see love. We do experience situations where we perceive love being expressed and coming to us. We do that all the time. It can be an amazing feeling. When we find ourselves focused on the love and peace outside of us, we put ourselves into a position that when the situations change or we physically move away from the situation, we are left with emptiness. We distance ourselves from love and the peace that we are feeling. So even in those situations where you do experience the love that is outside of us, create a miracle. See the love within you as well. We create an everlasting miracle when we shift our perception to the love and the peace that is within us. It doesn't take away from the love that we see in others or outside of us somewhere. It adds to it. When we can give ourselves love and then express it out to others, the love is with us always, no matter what our proximity to the other people or the situations. Even though it is hard to believe sometimes, we can also see love and good in every situation. And yes, even those dark experiences have love and good within them. Somewhere, you know, it may be hard to see sometimes, but when we look beyond our initial reaction of anger or fear or pain or whatever it is, we can see goodness. We can see love in all situations. When we choose to see good and light and love, we also make the choice to release our focus on the negative things before us. So if you want to see that good and that light and that love, you must release your focus on the negative. You can't have both. We cannot continue harping on the bad experience or the hurtful action by someone else if we want to heal and love and create a miracle. This is where forgiveness comes in. It is in letting go of what does not serve us or what does not serve the situation that we can see the miracle. Another way to create miracles in your life is to ask, what am I thinking now? I think we've talked about this a few weeks ago, but it's really important enough to mention, you know, here today. We have between 45,000 and 75,000 thoughts per day. That's a lot. It's a lot to process. Even if we were conscious of every one of them, that's a tremendous amount to process. About 90% of these are occurring on the subconscious level, yet they still greatly affect our experience and perception of life. When affecting our experience and perception of life, they can twist things around. They can jump into it. You know, ego can take over and really twist it all around. When we ask ourselves these questions like, what am I thinking now? We start bringing those thoughts into our conscious mind. When this happens, we've created a miracle. We've actually created the first of several miracles. When we bring something into our conscious mind, we have brought something out of the invisible and made it visible. That's miracle number one. When we can see it and ask, how does this serve me? We can then see options. When we can see the thought, when we open our awareness to the thought, we can make different choices if we want. If it serves us, we can keep it. If it does not serve us, if it doesn't serve our highest good, we can release it and transform it, and there's another miracle. All from the same question. Many times, no matter how much we want to change a perception, we cannot see how to make the shift. It begins with another question, which is simply, how can I change this perception? You know, once you ask it, just be silent. Listen. You know, we often forget the listening part. We forget to listen when we talk to others. We forget to listen when we talk to our higher power. And we definitely forget to listen when we're talking to ourselves. You know, someone once said, it is not talking to ourselves that we are considered crazy. It is when we begin to answer ourselves that we have arrived at that threshold. You know, this could not be further from the truth. When we answer from our higher self, when we ask the question and then answer from our authentic self, real answers rise from within. We find wisdom and we find answers that will allow us to change. When you ask, how can I change this perception? Listen and then be willing to put into action what you hear, even if the answer tells you to be patient. To sum this all up, when you want to create a miracle in your life, and even more importantly than that, when you want to experience a miracle in your life, shift your perception. Turn your focus to how you can shift your perceptions and perceive through forgiveness and love instead of perceiving through negative and dark emotions. Even if you are already perceiving your situation with light and love, tune in even further and see if you can perceive more light, more love than you first realized. As you bring this practice into your life, be sure you are tuning in to you throughout it all. There is nothing wrong with seeing what is happening around you, as long as you are also looking within yourself for the answers that serve your greater good. In all you do, look within and see your truth with light and love. Be sure you are seeing your goodness and your truth, and know you are fully capable of incredible things, and know that you truly have no limits. When you do this, you have just created a miracle equal in value to every miracle ever created. Seeing you and others in situations from a place of love and light transforms and heals all. Thank you so much for listening in today. I invite you to join the Life's Toolbox Facebook page, or Facebook group, rather. I want you to use this as a tool, as a resource. You know, I post affirmations and positive thoughts on there. I put links to the shows on there when I remember to be honest. But I would like for you to use it to post positive thoughts, to create a positive and loving atmosphere, to begin conversations, whatever you need to help you grow in your journey of life. Go there, enjoy that, join the group, have fun with it. Also, please visit my website at www.kennybrixey.com to find out more about my books and my personal and spiritual growth workshops, coaching programs, corporate workshops, team development events, seminars, emotional release work, energetic healing work. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff there for you to look at and play with. My deepest gratitude goes out to Brent Carey for creating this amazing resource for empowered living that is Empower Radio. Also, thanks to my producer, Mark. He is an amazing member of the Empower Radio family and an awesome producer for this show and other Empower Radio shows as well. Be sure to listen to some of the other shows here on Empower Radio and then share them with your friend. And in doing that, you are sharing positive and healing energy with the world. Until next week and beyond, create miracles in your life. Create miracles in all you do. Love and peace. Bye now.